This morning we will be reading from Acts 16, verses 8 to 15. You can find that on page 1720 in your pew Bibles. Acts 16, verses 8 to 15. So they passed by Mysia and went down to Troas. During the night, Paul had a vision of a man from Macedonia standing and begging him, "Come over to Macedonia and help us." After Paul had seen the vision, we got ready at once to leave for Macedonia, concluding that God had called us to preach the gospel to them. From Troas, we put out to sea and sailed straight for Samothrace, and the next day on to Neapolis. From there, we traveled to Philippi, a Roman colony and the leading city of that district of Macedonia, and we stayed there several days. On the Sabbath, we went outside the city gate to the river, where we expected to find a place of prayer. We sat down and began to speak to the women who had gathered there. One of those listening was a woman named Lydia, a dealer in purple cloth from the city of Thyatira, who was a worshiper of God. The Lord opened her heart to respond to Paul's message. When she and the members of her household were baptized, she invited us to her home. "If you consider me a believer in the Lord," she said, "come and stay at my house." And she persuaded us.
Come to the river. Dear congregation, as many of you know, our church has embarked on a three-year church renewal process. As church, we paid for training leaders to go forward and have a goal of 50% of this congregation be filled with members from the community. That's a big goal. And since Pastor Mike was called to Ontario, I, as treasurer, did not want this money to go to waste. So I volunteered to take this pastor's place. So now I'm going to share with you what I learned. When I attended the last Renewal Labs pastor's learning session, this is one of the Bible verses that we studied. Here we have Paul and Silas, along with Timothy, wanting to preach the gospel, and they're traveling in Asia, but they were kept from preaching by the Holy Spirit. These eager men must have wondered why they were to keep traveling. Sometimes when we want to share the gospel or to share our faith story, people are not ready to listen, and we need to move on. We need to wait for God's call to those who want to listen to the gospel. So this message has three parts: the call for help, where to go to, and then healing and joy. Call for help. This happens. Paul gets a vision of a man standing and calling for help in Macedonia in verse 9. During the night, Paul had a vision of a man in Macedonia standing and begging him, "Come over to Macedonia and help us." Help. Are there people in our lives that are silently calling for help? They might be in deep sorrow or lost in worldly matters or even think that there's no purpose in life. We all need help at some point in our lives, and we should not be afraid to call for help. I'll tell you a short story that happened to me one time. As you know, I am deathly afraid of deep water. And in grade 10, part of the phys ed education was swimming. And in order to pass, you had to jump into the deep end. I refused to go. But the last day, my fellow classmates threw me in. I could not call for help because I was in deep water. But My friend Pete Zudoff, he had the shepherd's crook ready there to save me, and I grabbed it, and to this day I am grateful. I did not call for help, but Peter knew that I needed help. It was a silent help. I am grateful for that. There are people that God has put into place to help you and me. It may not be a physical help, but it may be any kind of help that you're called upon to help, and we should be ready to listen for calls of help and then go into action. Notice that Paul and company got ready at once to leave for Macedonia. So where do we go? We might have to travel a little. We might have to be on the move, or we might have to just go next door to the neighbor, to those calling for help. Paul and company go to the big city of Philippi to check out the needs. They wander about, finding no place to worship in that entire city. So on the Sunday, they decide to go to the river. Verse 13, on the Sabbath, we went outside the gate to the river. Why the river? Running water is a symbolic of the living word. The gospel is not meant to stand still, but always on the move. Water is also used for cleansing. And then a song pops into my train of thoughts, and it goes like this. To the river I am going, bringing sins I cannot bear. Come and cleanse me. Forgive me, Lord. I need to meet you there. Lord, I need to meet you there. Maybe that's why a church plant in Edmonton is called the River. Very appropriate, for the gospel is on the move. Is it possible that these women were at the river, needed to be cleansed and have healing mercy? Rivers played an important part in the Bible. John the Baptist used the river to baptize many, including our Savior Jesus. Elijah crossed the River Jordan to be taken up into heaven. And water is a necessity of life. When Jesus was talking to the Samaritan woman and told her that he could supply living water, and she wanted that living water. We all need this living water, the healing and cleansing that Jesus has offered to all. Many of us have gone on holidays this past summer. And where do we park our tents or our campers? Close to a body of water. Is it because we need to be refreshed? Are we in need of meeting Jesus by the water? It could be the stillness of a lake for quiet moments and prayer, or the fast-flowing river that washes our sins away, or we could go to the hot springs and receive momentary relief of arthritic pains and healing. In our Bible reading for today, we find several women gathered together for prayer. And then Paul and company joined them. It may have been a circle prayer, and this prompted Paul to speak to them. Their ears were attentive, and they listened. Lydia, especially mentioned, a dealer in purple cloth, and when you're dealing in purple cloth, that means you are very wealthy. It's especially mentioned, as the gospel is not all for the only for the poor people. It is also for the rich people, rich business people. And furthermore, Lydia did believe in God, but she had not heard about the saving grace of Jesus. And she responded to the wonderful message of salvation, and her whole household was baptized. So now we come to part three, the healing part and joy. When we are physically sick, or have a broken arm or leg, we cannot live our lives to the fullest, and we may even have to spend some time in bed recuperating. You don't even enjoy eating. But when healing takes place, your appetite returns and you regain renewed energy. So it is when you know and accept Jesus' saving grace and the love for you. You don't need to worry about money or about dying or about wars. You are convinced that Jesus is preparing a place for you in heaven. What a security we have. Eternal life with our Savior. When we are convinced by the healing waters of the living word, we are transformed into new creatures in Christ. We begin to live a life of joy. And Lydia was so responsive that out of joy, she invited the missionaries to stay for the time that they were in Philippi. When we are fully cleansed by the living word, then we are to live with joy in our hearts. This living word that Jesus died for us that we can have eternal life is for all sinners. John 3:16, everyone knows, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son. Whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. We have the peace that passes all understanding and joy that bubbles up, that is so contagious that it affects anyone that we come in contact with. Yes, this living water may start out from small springs, and as the waters gather, it becomes a river flowing with the power to heal and cleanse and bring joy to many. Have you experienced the healing of your soul from this living water? Are you calling for help? Then come to the river. Receive the waters of life, life-giving joy. And all God's redeemed say, Amen. Amen. Shall I have a prayer? Lord, for whatever reason we came this morning, may we have been helped, or may we be moved to help. Share the gospel that joy may abound in all our lives. Amen.